Hey, you're listening to The Rare Life. I'm your host, Madeline Cheney, and I have with me the lovely Brittany Stites to help me kick off season 8. Say hi, Brittany.
Hi there.
As many of you probably remember, Brittany has joined in on various episodes, especially finale episodes. So this is the first we have her with a kickoff episode. Brittany kind of unexpectedly entered the picture and the Rare Life team suddenly about a year and a half ago. And she has been such an integral part of keeping the podcast going and helping me not just be a complete burned out mess. Brittany, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit and then we'll jump in to the meat of the episode?
Absolutely. My name is Brittany Stites. I'm located here in Houston, Texas. I am a carrier of CDPX1, just like Madeline. And we lost our second child to this rare genetic syndrome in utero. I have felt just personally very pulled to the medical family community and the rare disease community here. And it's been a pleasure to be able to get involved and give back time and energy into this platform that really carried me through the hardest time of my life. So I'm always thrilled to sit down and talk the Rare Life. And it's my most favorite topic these days.
Awesome. Thanks. It's just been really, really special to have someone who can help with everything in the podcast and especially with fundraising. And she's my hype girl. So again, helping me avoid the dreaded burnout. Yeah, very grateful for Brittany. And even though the very unfortunate things that brought us together, we're grateful. Okay, so we are going to talk a bit about season 8's theme. And we'll give you an extended sneak peek of the first 4 episodes per tradition in these kickoff episodes. But first, before we do those things, we are going to announce something that Brittany and I have been busy bees working on secretly behind the scenes for this moment where we can finally announce.
Drum roll.
Yeah, cue the drum roll. That the Rare Life is officially a nonprofit organization.
Woo!
Which is so exciting to tell and kind of bask in because it's been such a long time coming. It's been a lot of hours, thousands of dollars with lawyers and all the things, learning something that is completely new to us. But we can already see the fruits of it and we can see that it is a very good fit for the podcast. And often people say, when I tell them, like my family or other friends, people who aren't super familiar with this kind of thing, my brother, who's a CPA, he understood. He's like, oh, that's awesome. But when I tell other people, they're like, okay, like, what does that even mean? Or like, why are you so excited? Why are you giddy? Why are you jumping up and down? And so I thought we'd quickly explain why we care about the podcast being a nonprofit organization and therefore why you should also be excited for this as listeners. So basically the way I explain to those perplexed family members and friends who are like, okay, why is this so exciting? Is the main thing is it really helps us get needed fundraising because it's basically just a tax status with the government, which allows for private foundations and corporations and individual donors to donate, get a tax write-off. And really what it does is allows for people, for donors to know and rest assured that the funds are being used like ethically and for the purpose they think it is. So we have a board of directors to make sure that we're all checking the boxes and that the funds are going where they need to be. There's no foul play and the IRS is keeping tabs on that as well. And so everyone can rest easy knowing that it's a kosher organization that they're donating to. And so this opens up so many doors for fundraising. It allows for my time and bandwidth to be more protected, to be able to spend more time on the podcast and the content instead of chasing after corporation sponsorships, which were taking up so much time and effort. And so we are just really excited about all the different avenues this is going to open up.
We're so excited. And I think when I first reached out to Madeline before I got involved, I originally reached out to just say, how can I financially support this podcast, keep it going? Because I think the foundation of it is so critical. And it was such a lifeline that I needed for my mental health during this time and still now. And I said, are you a nonprofit? Because my company will match what I get. And so Madeline was like, no, we're not a nonprofit. And so then as I got more involved and as we kept starting to think about how do we want this podcast to continue to grow and how do we keep this going for all of you listeners who we think about all the time, every day, this became a business model that made a lot of sense and that allowed us to really open the door to cast a wide net of support from a lot of different areas and then to see where it goes. This was step one of many, and we're so excited to see what happens next.
Totally. This is a living, breathing thing, the Rare Life is. And so it has been interesting to feel it like it has a life of its own, and we're just kind of going and rolling with the punches and seeing where it leads us. But it feels very exciting and like the right thing. And so we are really pumped for not only the sustainability, because it really, like, this is what I've been working towards since we began, is like, hey, how do we make this be able to be sustained? Like, how can we keep this going? And so it kind of finally answers that question, as well as allowing us to grow. And so having the extra funds for that will be so impactful. I just cannot wait to see the reach that it has, because that's also a constant thing that we've been working on for 3 years, is like, okay, great, we're making these episodes. We're getting all this feedback about how impactful and life-changing it is for listeners who do find it. How do we get this to more people? Because that does not equal, I mean, we make the thing, 1,000,000, like no matter how many people are accessing it, it doesn't mean more work for us. It's just there. And so that will also allow us to do a lot of expanding in that way and reaching families who really, really need it. So I get giddy thinking about all the ways that this is going to impact the growth and the sustainability of the Rare Life.
I agree. I'm really excited to see what happens next.
So stay tuned. We're going to have kind of a kickoff fundraiser sometime in the fall. We'll do that in conjunction with the release of a brand new trailer, which we would love all your help on sharing it all over the place. Another, you know, way of getting it out to more people. And so stay tuned for that. We'll announce once more details are with that. But in the meantime, you are more than welcome to donate. We have a link in the show notes, or you can just go to therarelifepodcast.com/donate. Any amount is so appreciated. So if like $2, $5 is all you can do, we love you. That's a gesture of support that we really, really appreciate. And it really does help. It adds up really fast. And so head there if you're excited and you want to donate now. That was awesome. And then we'll also be spreading it loud and proud sometime in the fall when we do that campaign. And then we also plan on doing, and then also stay tuned for February. We will be doing another fundraiser, but kind of a different flavor, where we will be asking you as listeners to reach out to your support system. So your family, your friends, people who ask, what can I do? What can I do to help you? This can be a really tangible way for them to support you by supporting the podcast. And we're going to do that campaign in honor of Rare Disease Day. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to, again, see where that leads us and how we end up doing that. But stay tuned for both those fundraisers. They will help this thing get going and get big and help as many people as possible. And then I also wanted to, as part of this segment, and then we'll move on to season 8's theme, and then we'll move on to introducing more of season 8. But I also wanted to introduce each member of the board of directors, because they are behind the scenes. We meet every few months to make sure everything's going well with the podcast. I'm really grateful for them. It's interesting, like, learning all about the ins and outs of nonprofit organizations and keeping our tax exempt status. Like, they technically hired me, which is like so interesting. We just kind of rewired the way that the organization is. They hired me as the president of this organization to make the content and make those kind of decisions. But the board of directors really, they vote on different proposals that we have for budgets and things like that. And so I'm very grateful. We have a rock star board of directors, one of which is Brittany Stites. Love Brittany, super excited. And it was a very natural fit. She just is doing all of the same things that she did before, but with the official title. And then we also have the lovely Amanda Griffith Atkins on the board of directors. Super glad to have her and her insights and her perspective. For those of you who have listened to like any episodes of the podcast for any amount of time, you know that she is our repeat guest. We have her on all the time. Love her. She's based out of Chicago. And then we also have Carrie Harbath, who I love so much and super excited to have her on the board of directors. If you are active on Instagram, maybe you've seen her. Carrie Ann Sloan is her handle, and she just has some really great energy. Super happy to have her. And then Justin, my husband, is a member of the board of directors, which is super great. He has some really good insights too. I feel like it's like a really well-rounded group. And then last but not least, we have our newest member, Kelly Kelso, who is a nurse practitioner on a pediatric palliative care team here in Salt Lake. And so we're super grateful to have her perspective and insights as well. So we just have this rockstar group and team that are cheering you guys on and really working our butts off to make the most helpful content possible. Okay, there's that section, right? All about fundraising and a nonprofit and all the exciting things that have been happening behind the scenes.
Love it.
And now on to season 8, which I am so excited about. And I think it's interesting. I don't know if sadistic's the right word, but I feel like kind of odd to be saying that I'm excited about it because it is a very exceptionally heavy season where several of the episodes focus around child loss and, you know, loss of our children. But I feel so excited to release these episodes because as heavy as they are and really hard to do, I mean, like these were really difficult episodes to face and to dive into and really sit with. But as I've been like making them and then going back and reviewing them and producing them ready to be released, it just has really hit me like how needed these episodes are. Hard to listen to, hard to digest, but so needed. And so I'm really excited for the season. I think it's going to be really special.
This is something I feel like we've talked about off and on, sprinkled throughout just different topics we've tossed back and forth. And I think we even labeled it the elephant in the room for different things. Like we could go there or we could just stay on this other path. I know they're going to be heavy and hard, but I also know they're going to be real and provide a lot of validation and support for our listeners too.
Yeah, totally. The elephant in the room, that's a really good way to describe it. And I think I had to really take a listener who was like, hey, like actually, and also in one of our board meetings, but they were like, are we going to like talk about this? The podcast has been around for 3 years, but we mention child loss and how hard that is to fear that and things like that. But like, we've never done episodes head on. And it really was a rude awakening for me of like, oh my gosh, like, yeah. And then to really be introspective about, okay, like I've been avoiding these topics because these are really, really difficult. Like anyone would avoid these topics.
Anyone. Yeah.
But I have done my best to be brave and to do the hard thing. And I'm proud of being able to do that. And for the guests that have tackled these with me and for the listeners who contributed different audio clips for those, because I do think that they're really needed and they're important.
Yep, I agree.
And just like a side note on this too, for those of you who listened to the finale episode of season 7 and heard me a big ol' mess, that was in the middle of recording all these episodes about child loss. And so like, I think once you're listening to those, you'll be like, oh yeah, I can see why she was just so emotional about the weight of doing the podcast. It was pretty much every episode is heavy in its own way, but like the weight of focusing on those episodes, that was a moment for my mental health that really needed some reevaluating and lots of self-care and therapy. And so with these 3 different episodes that are focused on child loss, I do want to kind of introduce them. They are sprinkled throughout the 15 episodes, so they're not going to be one after another to kind of give us a break. And for those of you who are like, can't handle it, not listening to any of them, skipping through it, totally understand. I know these are really triggering and really tough to listen to. But just so you're aware, the first one that we're going to have that is themed on child loss is all about the anticipation of it. And so that can be either that fear of the possibility that they could pass away suddenly, usually from something like epilepsy or like just kind of the unknown of like, we don't know how long their life will be. Maybe they'll live into adulthood. Maybe they won't. Living with that fear and what that's like, as well as knowing that they're going to pass away, right? That anticipatory grief that comes with a terminal diagnosis. And unfortunately, both these things, I think between the two of those, I think that pretty much encompasses all of us, which is really sucky. But because it's such a huge part of our reality, it needs to be addressed. And that episode, I really love that one. It's with Amanda Griffith Atkins with interjections from other people, their parents, on how that's impacted them. And then the second one, which again, it's not going to be right after, it's going to be several episodes later, is actually about all the logistics of child loss. And this is one that I think is really hard because it just makes it feel that much more real. But it is with several guests, 2 of which are parents who've experienced this loss and one who works with families whose children are passing away and with end-of-life care. And so, yeah, this one I think will be a good one to dog ear. If you're ready for it right now, great. Like, listen to it. I think it actually can make you feel a little less fearful if you think of it more and like, okay, here's what I can expect. Here are things I can do now to kind of prepare and make it as beautiful as possible. Or it can be something like, I cannot handle listening to something like that now. I'll remember that this exists. And so if, you know, it comes to that where we know that things are declining quickly and that this is going to happen, we can go back and listen to this. And then the third one is all about life after loss. And so again, I'm hoping that this, as hard as it will be to listen to, will help you feel prepared and feel like you can know what's coming. So it's not so scary and unknown of like, how will I even function? And that one is with an expert on death and dying and grief. So she talks about grief and what's happening in our bodies and things like that and the different stages there. And then also with a mom whose son passed away several years ago. I'm hoping that with these different episodes, I took them very seriously. I wanted them to be done right, including both professionals and people who've been through it. That's what I would want. Anyway, those are the three. Again, they're going to be sprinkled throughout. And so that's what those will be about. Anyway, so let me back up. I feel like I just dove right into that. But for those of you who are newer listeners, we do themed seasons. We have three different themes that we kind of cycle through. So one theme being how our children's disabilities impact them, right? We're focusing on their disabilities, IEPs, things like that. Another theme that we do is how our children's disabilities impact our relationships with other people, with our family, with our friends, with society. And then the third theme is how our children's disabilities and medical complexities affect us as their parents, like in a very personal, intimate level. And that is the theme for this season, for season 8. And that is why it felt like the right time to have a few episodes that emphasize or talk about child loss, because I mean, like, what impacts us more than that? That really is why these things impact us so deeply, is wondering or fearing or anticipating our child's passing away or that happening. And so that is why those episodes are included in season 8, as we focus on how it's impacted us. And so along with the episodes that are, you know, themed around child loss that I already explained, we also have other ones like how our occupations have been impacted by our children, the struggles of having in-home nursing, and how it's not everything you might crack it up to be, and then some really great story episodes. There's just a lot of episodes in here that I just feel like are so relevant for so many people, and I'm just really excited for you guys to hear them.
I'm excited too. They're all going to be really introspective, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like that's one of my favorite things about this theme, because we've done it twice now, and I just really love how it is very introspective and they're all very meaty, because it's all, you know, how we've been impacted. And I just feel like that kind of goes to the crux.
We could go on and on about that. I mean, in so many different ways.
Yeah. And that's the truth. I mean, like, I had a very long list of topic ideas and really had to pare it down. And we'll get to those other ones when we cycle around again in a year. And so, as per tradition, we will now listen to extended clips of the first four episodes coming your way, just to really whet your appetite. The first one that you're going to hear is a story episode with Madison. That one releases next week. And then the next three are with Amanda Griffith Atkins, which we didn't actually intentionally have them one after another. Love her. Super excited to have her for several of the episodes this season. That's not even all of hers that she has for this season. And the first of that three is the one I mentioned about anticipating our children passing away. The next one after that is the impact that this chronic stress has on our bodies, right? Of living in this heightened level of stress. And then the one after that, the fourth one, is all about self-care and how talking about that makes parents really upset because it's so inaccessible and it's kind of a joke, something we're told to do all the time. How the heck are we supposed to do that? And so those are the first four episodes. So let's listen to extended clips of them.
I look at other people with typical children and I think, what I would not give to be there and to have a typical parenting journey and for my child to have a typical childhood. And then I look on the other side of it and I think that these parents of kids with more medical complexities, what they wouldn't give to be dealing with this, you know? And so I just kind of feel like we're just between two rocks, just really difficult. But I also feel like, who am I to say that's really difficult?
I mean, it's every parent's worst nightmare, and it's not far-fetched for us. And I think that is like the horrible place that a lot of us sit, is like, it gets me every time when I'm like, at like my parents' house or whatever, and my sisters are like, you know, my baby slept in till like 9, and I was like, oh, is he like dead? And I went in there to like check, and he was fine. And it's funny because it's like, I think that most parents are literally like, they are kind of like, oh my gosh, what if something happened and they're not alive, right? Like, that's why they slept in. But for us, it's like, yeah, like that actually is not this far-fetched, anxiety-ridden thing. Like, that is a thought that runs through our heads. And for some population, right, it's not that unlikely.
But all of these things are consequences or the result of living in a life that has such high stress. I think it's important to just indicate that, that it's not something bad that we're doing. It's not anything that we brought on to ourselves. It's a consequence of living a life that's chronically stressful every day, over and over and over. And yes, there are things that we can do about it, but like we're saying, that takes time, that takes money. I mean, that's always what we come back to, right? Like, there's ways that this life can feel more livable and more doable and enjoyable, but it takes resources and it takes time.
Well, what does your self-care look like this week? I just like, as a therapist, I hate asking that question. I want to shift it to like, well, what are your needs this week? What do you need to be in a good place emotionally this week? Maybe we can shift it, because self-care just feels so...
It's like a curse word. I feel like I should do like the little asterisks in it, like,
yeah,
self-care.
Right?
Like I'm swearing right now using this word.
It just feels like it's been totally watered down to like manicures and pedicures and massages. Just do these things and your life is going to feel perfect.
Yeah, I'm so excited for these episodes. I think they are going to hit home, and I'm really interested to hear feedback on them.
I can't wait. And speaking of feedback on the episodes, how are all the discussion groups going?
Yeah, funny you'd ask. So they're awesome. I feel like they've been pretty small, intimate groups, which actually has worked out really well because listeners have been able to discuss the episodes. And for those of you who haven't heard about these, I wanted them to feel like book clubs. And I don't know how many people have even been in book clubs. I love book clubs, but where you have the designated reading material, right? You read the book and then you get together and you talk about it. And like, oh, when this character did that, I couldn't believe it. Or, oh, this was just the best book. Or I hated this book, or like whatever. And then like after you've talked about it for a while, you inevitably start just chatting about life and they're your friends, right? Like, because you've built these friendships at these clubs that we regularly meet. And so that's what I really wanted for this, as listeners expressed a desire to make more friends with other people who understand what they're going through, and a desire to have someone to talk to about the episodes where maybe like they hound their partner and they're like, I'm not interested, don't want to talk about this, didn't hear the episode. They really need someone to like talk it out, right? Like all the things that it brought up for them. And so this has been a way to kind of fill both those needs. And so during the summer break between the seasons 7 and 8, we've had them every week. We're now going to switch to every 2 weeks, every other Tuesday. And we have 2 meetings to try to make it more accessible. So as many people as possible who want to come can come. And there's one at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And then another one that is at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so hopefully one of those times works for you if that is something that you want to do. And again, that's every other Tuesday. So if you want to sign up to be on like our text reminder list, we send out the links, or the email list where we send out the links, there is a link in the show notes to fill out a quick Google Docs form to give us your info so you can be on that list. And in those discussion meetings, because they're every other week, you will discuss the previous 2 episodes that came out during that time. And so if there's one that you're like, oh man, I need someone to talk to about this, come to whichever ones you want to. You don't have to be there for every single one, or it's all or nothing. Yeah, come. They've been super awesome. The people who've come have said that they're super uplifting and they love them. And the facilitators we have for those are rock stars and awesome. And real friendships can be made there. So check those out if that sounds interesting to you.
I think that's a really important part of the community aspect here that we're trying to connect. I think it is hard to make friends and to have strong relationships when this is your day-to-day. So I'm so excited that you've done these. I think that's such a great outlet for people.
Yeah, totally. And even if there's like a handful, like a couple or 3 people who come, like it's always worth it. Everyone has a good time. Super glad they went. Go off on tangents, but like they're people that you can vent to and they understand. And I think that that is really important. Okay, so that is kind of our kickoff. I'm super excited for season 8. Woot woot.
Woot woot.
we started this new thing too, season 8. This will be the first time we're doing this for, is running our little credits of the episode, which I think has been a long time coming. But as the team has grown and grown, I'm like, we need to give credit where credit is due for the episodes and making them what they are.
Love it.
Which has been really amazing to not have it be a one-man band anymore. I'm loving having a team of people to give credit to. So a huge thank you to those who made this episode and every episode possible, including our generous sponsors and donors, large and small. Again, there's a link in the show notes if you want to become one of those donors. Also, a thank you to my partner in parenthood and podcasting, Justin Cheney, who is our desk side support for all things tech and always does his best to answer Brittany and my continued shouts during our little brainstorm sessions of, can we do that? Justin, is that possible? He's super great about that. Shout out to our red hot board of directors who are so patient with me as we figure out what the heck we're doing, especially Brittany Stites, for also joining me in this episode. Of course.
Oh, glad to be here. Just glad to be in the sidecar.
Amazing. A huge thank you to Alyssa Newtile, our contracted podcast producer, who turns the raw episode recordings full of fluff and filler words into something really special. And thank you to every single person who has helped in some way, and especially in sharing the podcast. It takes a village to create something like this, and we have the best village ever. Everyone here contributes, and it's amazing. All right, we will see you next week for our very first story episode of season 8. Woot woot. See you then.
Ooh, see you next week.